Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of December 2018, and this is the 937th Mol Out Loud podcast. I paused then because there's a sign saying honey for sale, and then there are the hours that you can get honey, but the rain has made it run, and so it's a bit unclear when honey time is. While it's raining now, the mists have descended over the hills and it's rather lovely. When I say it's raining, it's not raining very hard. Still, I think I might get quite wet. I didn't wear my raincoat because it's cold, it's about 2 degrees, and I really felt as if I needed my coat. So I'm wearing a coat and a hat. Maybe I should have been a bit weird and worn the raincoat over my coat, but I didn't. I'm just buttoning up my coat to my chin. I love this misty weather. It's really beautiful. It's beautiful out and it's beautiful inside too. I've been organising my workspace to be a bit more ergonomic. For quite a lot of this time, I've been sitting in an armchair with my leg up, and while I'm sure it's good for my leg, I don't think it's very good for my back. And I'm now able, I think, to spend a bit more time in a sitting position. I'm in a sitting up position. So I've which is a bit strange. I feel as if a bit of wall is missing. Maybe not. Anyway, I've been experimenting. I found a board behind my wardrobe, and so I've taken draw out of the little table, that my little work table, which is too high for me, and placed the board in the gap at a slant and put my iPad on top of that with my keyboard. And it works quite well. I do have to put my foot up from time to time, which is really not very ergonomic, but there's something about sitting upright that makes me more focused, and today really I've felt as if I've been in the flow, thinking well. I'm hoping it's not just because I had some coffee this morning, because I know coffee's really bad for me, but it my mind feels really clear, very unlike yesterday, which I spent in a complete fog. I'm going down to the source to get some water. Yesterday I hadn't. Well, yesterday I did too, that's right. I went for a later walk too with my fellow writer, artist across the corridor. We went up to the church and beyond. A lovely walk, but I was walking with my two matching boots, and I realised that I wasn't actually quite ready to not have my ankle braced. So I'm back to my strange odd footedness today, and well braced. I really do need to take this day by day. I think I was so excited that I could actually fit my foot into the boot, that it wasn't too swollen to do that. Then I then kind of added in the fact that it may not need any bracing anymore, or at least not more than my boots could give it. But I think I moved a little bit too fast in that direction. Part of it is thinking how great it would be to, when I leave here, not to have to take my crutches and to be able to just wear my boots and not take this silly boot with me. But I mean, that might be okay, but in fact it's probably more sensible to have everything with me that I might need. Just in case. Oh gosh, I do. I just love this place. I feel this soft, soft rain on my face. I think I'm going to do the whole loop today. I'm nearly at the water. When I was sitting waiting for the grocery van yesterday, one of the women was saying how old the other women were. They're kind of in their mid-80s, so I had two women there, and really kind of hale and hearty, talking about how good the air was and the water and being outside. Thinking, yes, not always sitting down. So I'm feeling a bit of that good air and good water, and here it is again, this fantastic tap. So I'm going to put you down again. Fantastic. I shouldn't be leaving my phone quite so out in the rain. It's a bit exposed. I think it's raining a bit harder now. Might just also be that I'm closer to the river. It is fabulous being in the flow, and I mean, it just really hasn't happened for me much. I think it's only just been one other day when I felt a bit in the flow, but today I feel much more in the flow. A bit typical of me to feel that way at 0 hour, but never mind. But it sort of has made me not want to stop to do a walk and not want to really stop for lunch. But I'm really glad I have come out. And I will have some lunch on my way back. I shall go through the kitchen and grab a few things and then get back to my desk. also a bit aware that, you know, every time I go into the kitchen, there may be others there and there may be conversation going on. And although we all kind of understand that some of us are going to be in the zone and others are going to be wanting to be sociable, I think I sometimes lack the self-discipline to pull it off if conversations are interesting and I do really like the people who are here. The temptation to hang around and talk is quite strong. Well, then I'm going to stop talking to you now as well, because I want to ponder a bit about where my writing is and give it my full attention. So I do hope that you've had a good day today, are having a good day, will have a good day, that it flows for you in the same way that this lovely river is flowing and the water is pouring out of the spring. I hope that you've had, will have, or are having a really good interaction with the natural world, and I hope you're gentle with yourselves and just allow yourself to be at the speed you want to be and to wait for things if waiting is necessary, to trust that the source will come. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon, and thank you so, so much for your comments on the page. It's lovely being with you.